Blog Talk Radio.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
And what you go through brings what's already in you out.
Okay. So what path or religion are you in your pursuit of perfection with God? What are you?
I was raised Seventh-day Adventist.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Seventh-day Adventist is a Christian denomination. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we believe is observing the Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
So from a young child, you know, being brought up, I was always brought up with Sabbath observance. So Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown, as mentioned in the Ten Commandments, remember the seventh day to keep it holy. And then also Jesus observed Sabbath as well.
Yeah.
So it's one day where I don't check my emails. I don't respond to work calls. I don't read
from
any
Friday
script.
Night.
Friday night sundown.
Sundown.
To Saturday night sundown.
Yeah.
No work.
You don't check your emails.
No. That's
like against the commandment of Hollywood that thou shalt carry thy BlackBerry at all times.
But you know what? Here's the good thing. When you set boundaries.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Up front. Here's what my commitment is. So we all agree.
I love this,
before we even take the job or go down the road.
Yeah.
Here's the commitment.
Yeah.
Are we all agreeing this is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then all I have to do is just make sure I keep the commitment.
Yeah.
Because the moment I break it.
Yes.
Is the moment they realize, oh, well, he wasn't that serious.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Sabbath is a time to recharge. It's a time to rest. It's a time to spend time with my family. It's a time to spiritually reconnect.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
What is interesting is that you allow your faith, your belief in God, to be at the forefront of who you are in a place where most of us, and you even say in the book, I remember when I said to my father, I was like 13, 14, that I'm going to be an actress. No daughter of mine is going to be going out to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, boy.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
You know the line.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, right. So you're living in what a lot of certainly traditional Christian people see Hollywood as the land of everything but following the path of your faith. How do you make it out there?
Well, you make it by being true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And
like literally for your first job. I mean, I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
For your first job. Working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me and you said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off. And what happened was it was.
Weren't you scared to say that?
Yeah, I was scared. It wasn't intentional.
Like it wasn't intentional.
It wasn't intentional. But I'm there in the interview.
Yes.
And God starts to literally, it feels like he's speaking to me. You know, because everything goes great. I feel like, okay, yeah, I got this in the bag. You know how you just go in and you land, hey, it's all good. But at the end of the interview, it was like God was saying, tell her about the Sabbath. And I'm like, no, I'll tell her after I get the internship.
After I
get what I want.
I'll tell them.
Right. Yeah. But he said, no, be obedient. And so I said, man, all right. Well, here's the thing. I can't take this internship if I have to work Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown because I observe the Sabbath. And she was quiet. And then after a moment, she said, don't worry. Work around that. And I said, hallelujah. And what it did was it gave me confidence that if I embrace who I am, it will open doors, not shut them. Also.
That's really big. Hold that a moment. Pause. Tweet. Okay, good. Go ahead.
We're also thinking about doors, right?
Yeah.
If your faith won't fit in the door that opens, then I argue do not walk through that door. The door that God has opened for you will fit your faith.
That's such a tweet. I have to take a break. I have to take a break and tweet that myself.
All right.
Okay, we'll be right back.
The Negro has still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check.
Okay. Tell me then, when way back in the 50s, when you got interested in, when you were interested in Indians' fishing rights, before it was fashionable to be so, what triggered that?
I read a book called Indians of the Americas, and I, after reading the book, realized that
to touch and others can never feel. Tell them to get the King James Bible, and they got another book. Well, this confusion exists because the wicked can do none of these things. And why? Because Yahweh makes all this and more possible for the righteous. The righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Better take notes, Seabro, because some of the stuff that's being said is pretty important in your daily lives. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Yahweh are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahweh is against them that do evil." 13. "And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good?" Well, as you can tell, there's a lot of us here that come for the good of Yahweh's word, and some of us receive it and commend it and add unto it. And some listening cast the same word we speak of behind their back. And what that does, it's not so good for others learning. These are what you call raving wolves in sheep's clothing that come just to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. Now, this one I've seen quite a bit, the deceptive thinking part. I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason, and that's for not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So now knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics, note that I say, from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word, connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek this information and found that what you have sought in Yahweh's ministry that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. That starts at 6:30 to 9:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may appear to be a little different. This time, under the line, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. Follow the same instructions as for previous use. While doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto Yahweh, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry, it's greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, Hallelujah Yahweh. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to stay in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year, which is very informative. I believe looking at the calendar will explain each and every feast day, what they mean to you, how long they last, and when they end. Very important point, Seabro. Now for the live program, this is another feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, right on the search line, put three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking it, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses for the listening members. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH, @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL, @gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how our program was enjoyed by you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yakwa's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb the words of Yakwa. We use a few Bible verses to explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other comes in the book of James. Looking at chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there are still those out there that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during the program of announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yakwa are being spoken unto you. And I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yakwa the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yakwa the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yakwa." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly for questions via voicemail, email, or text. He's generally usually pretty busy answering many memos that most of us have seen during previous programs, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing he's doing is preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is the live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call or leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed hands of Yakwa's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yakwa's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, as you'll find out in a moment what that means. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Today, this program will be repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type in three words once again, Yakwa Radio Live. After you click Enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. We're also in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today, as you know, it's Friday. It's the top part of the Sabbath. It's another day for the Word of Yakwa. Actually, nothing has changed except the number of people that came for Yakwa's Word. Those of us that commended, add unto it, only following by those casting the same word behind their back. wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verse's meaning totally another way, along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. Can't even find where they're at. They have to be told, oh, you're not in Genesis. This has been Revelations. Oh, they've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life. And that, if at all possible, because anyone ever told you they've done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, which is past Jacques Wally's creation. Now that's impossible. Don't forget what I previously mentioned about what Jacques Wally son said about the impossible in the book of Matthew's chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahweh the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible." So I guess that you know by now, we're in the dark times of cataclysmic Christian Catholic Church religion that we're having discussions on. Trying to explain this so that the listening members can get a better understanding. Do you remember a people or a group of soldiers that used to be called the Crusaders? Think about this, the Crusaders. Most of you have probably seen them in movies. Well, they're most well known for the events of the Middle Ages, a bitter flowering faith that saw vast armies clash over Yahweh and gold. Pope Urban II called to arms in November 1095, ignited the first of eight crusades, the cataclysmic violence unleashed against the enemy. And whom did he call the enemy? It was an accursed race, a race wholly alienated from Yahweh, a generation that is not set in their mind all right, whose spirit was not set fast with Yahweh, according to the Catholic religion, the world to this day. And so does the reason that launched such wars. The Pope's wording allowed such enemies to be found not just in the Middle East, but wherever he found those that did not have the Crusaders, the Catholic faith, who did not give the honor which you rendered to their righteous church. The Crusaders were a series of religious wars in Western Asia and Europe, initiated and supported and sometimes directed by the Roman Catholic Church between the 11th and the 17th century. The Crusaders differed from other religious conflicts. They were a penance by the participants and bought forgiveness for confessions of sins. That amazes me right there. Bought forgiveness for confessions of sins. Pope Urban II, otherwise known as Odo of Cheleto or Odo de Langri, was the head of the Catholic Church and the ruler of Papal States from 12 March to 1088 unto his death, best known for initiating the Crusades. The Catholic Church was also known for soldiers, which I just mentioned, that fought for the Church. Excommunication, the act of officially excluding someone from participating in the sacraments of service of the Christian Church. And confession booths. This is a confessional box or cabinet, booth or stall, in which the priest in some Christian churches sits to hear the confessions of penance. There was also mention of rosary beads. Those of you who had been in our last few weeks of the temple meetings, rosary beads was discussed. This is how they were used. The rosary bead is a tool, an aid for prayer, a meditation. The beads of the rosary would count the prayers as they were recited out loud in the mind. The rosary bead helped to keep track of how many times you said a prayer and allow you to clear your mind and meditate on prayers more beneficially. Now let's look at our Bible, see what that says. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 says, "But when you pray, use not in vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think they should be heard for much speaking. Well, that's even hard to get out. Did you know another thing about the Bible? Theirs has 72 or 73 books, when ours only have 66. Did you do the research to find out what Martin Luther's hand had to do with the Bible changes? Well, you should check that out. Check the history. Also, one other thing that they're known for is the worship of Dagon. The metri hat that is worn by the Catholic priests, cardinals, and the Pope represents Dagon, the Babylonian fish. The metri hat that is worn by the Catholic priests and cardinals and the Pope represents Dagon, the Babylonian fish god. The ancient Babylonians worshipped Dagon, the god of agriculture, which meant plenty of food and good fortune. The headgear represents the worship of Sebele and Dagon. It features an open fish mouth of the head, with the rest of the body forming the cloak down their backs. The Pope has a small but deadly army of elite warriors, and these times, protecting them. If you've ever visited the Vatican, and you've seen the Sonic Guards, they look like they missed the bus to the local reconnaissance festival. The truth is, they're highly trained military force made up of top ex-Swiss soldiers. And don't let those spears and uniforms fool you. They can shred you to pieces with them. If that doesn't work, they have one of the finest firearm collections on the planet to finish the job. That's amazing. We're a Pope, isn't it? Well, the Swiss Guard has currently over 500 years in their making, making it one of the oldest standing military units in the world, founded officially on January 22, 1506 by Pope Julius II. At the time, the Swiss Guard was really a mercenary force. Back in the 14th century, the Swiss fighters were known to be some of the best anywhere, renowned for their ability to take on far larger armies and win. In the 1400s, the Swiss mercenaries provided themselves in battle time and time again, sometimes while fighting for the righteous Roman Empire. In a way, their small footprint left big results and was a permanent impression on us today with their elite force teams. Well, sometimes studying religion, you find out quite a bit if you keep your book open and do your research. We even find out people use religion to place curses on you. Can you imagine that? Doesn't work for those that believe in Yahuwah, though. But most of the religious horror movies, the most frightening that you can remember, always starts with the Catholic Church. Some design of a demonic nun, a vampire nun, and so on. I can name about 50 more of these type movies that were made, but there were hundreds in existence. I guess that you can imagine over the years, people put a curse on someone as a punishment. When we think of curses now today, many of us immediately think of voodoo. We picture someone pushing pins and little dolls, which represent those that they hate. So bad things can come up on them. We think of this person casting spells. However, voodoo is much more than that. Voodoo is a religion practiced chiefly by the Caribbean countries, especially in Haiti. It is a mixture of the Roman Catholic rituals and aneurysms and magic of slaves in West Africa. Those who practice voodoo believe that Yahuwah rules over a multitude of local deities and divine ancestors and saints who communicate with dreams, trances, and ritual practices. In the Bible, curses and spells are forbidden practices that extend far beyond the practices of voodoo. No matter how small a bad wish is, it's still a form of a curse. There are some of us out there that actually use the Bible verses to try this. This is the far most worst thing one can ever do, using the words of Yahuwah to wish harm to another. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 to 12, 10 says, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or daughter to pass through fire, or that uses divination or another observer of times, an enchanter or witch, 11, a charmer, a consulter with familiar spirits, a wizard, or a necromancer, 12, for all that do these things are abomination unto the Yahuwah. Because of these abominations, the Yahuwah, do divide them out before thee. I look at the book of James, chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. 9 says, therewith bless we Yahuwah, even the Father, and therewithin curse we men, which are made with similitude of Yahuwah. 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not so to be. 11, do a fountain send forth the same place sweet water and bitter? Remember, the Bible we have, the words of Yahuwah, is a reminder for us that we do error not knowing the scriptures, which I had mentioned before, in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. So be careful, Seagull, what you wish for, but be wise what you pray for, because we're all given a choice in the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 19. If you read that, 19 says, I call on heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Well, I know from this verse which one I would choose. I would choose what Yahuwah suggested. And I would imagine a bunch of other listeners would do the same thing. So at this particular time, keep your Bibles open. There's a lot to learn. And the experience is just beginning. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, we another one of the Yahuwah Sabbath day, top of the Sabbath day, that rolled around again. Seems like it's, every time we look up, the Sabbath day is back around. So this is Yahuwah doing to us, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So we're in the top of Yahuwah Sabbath day, and we're going to see what we can get stirred up around here. We're going to open up with Mother Eve. We're just coming out of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, 7 days. Yahuwah had instructed us that we would eat, was supposed to eat unleavened bread from the 14th day at evening to the 21st day at evening. So we're just coming out of that feast. We're on the countdown for the Feast of Weeks that's about 48 days away now, if I calculated correct. I think we've been 2 days out of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, so we started our count that 22nd at evening for the 50 days. Let's open up in the book of Luke, Mother Eve. Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
The righteous spirit that teach you in the same power what you are.
So we at BOTTY, we believe that. And in that very same hour, the righteous minister spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's look at the book of Luke, Mother D. of Israel, C. Royal. Let's look at Luke 21, verse 15. Book of Luke 21, verse 15, Mother D. of Israel, C. Royal. Verse number 15. Luke 21, verse 15.
Luke 21, 15.
Yes, ma'am.
For I will give you a mouth of wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist.
So Yahuwah say, I'm going to give you a mouth and wisdom. All your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. As you know, the gainsayers, they are on the table. So He said, I'm going to give you wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. So let's see what Yahuwah gave unto the 12 tribes of Israel right quick. What does he see? What he put in the possession of the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's write this in the book of Nehemiah. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, Mother Z. Israel of Peoria. That Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 1, verse number 2. We're going to drop down to verse number 12, I believe it is, and verse number 12 to 14, and verse 20. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, Mother Z. Let's look at verse number 7. Flatch 1, verse number 7. Number 12 to 14, and verse number 20. Let's see what Yahweh put into possession of the 12 tribes of Israel. And it's particularly in the hand of Yahweh Judah, right? The book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 7, 12 through 14, and verse 20. Mother of Israel, see you right.
establish his covenant between him and his seed
after him and their generation. So Yahweh made an agreement with Abraham, right? Let's see what he said. He chose Abram, and he called and he gave him the name of Abraham, which means a father of many nations, right? Nehemiah chapter 9, 12 through 14, and verse 20 of the Israel of C. Royal.
Peter, yet speak these words, righteous
spirit fell on all them.
So he said, while Peter yet spake these words, the righteous spirit fell on all of them which did what?
Which heard the word.
Which heard the word. Go ahead, verse 45.
Verse 45.
Yes, ma'am.
And they uncircumcised, which you mean, were
astonished. And they are the circumcision. Now, who are they of the circumcision? Who is that talking about? Who are they of the circumcision? Who are they of the circumcision?
Who are they of the circumcision?
Mm-hmm. Who is that referring to? What would you say, Mother dear?
The southern
kingdom. That is referring to the southern kingdom of the 12 tribes. Let's see if we can continue. I don't even want to deal with that. So when we see the word, they are the circumcision, that's talking about the northern kingdom, right? I mean the southern kingdom. Come on, Mother dear. I mean, Mother E.
Which believed.
Astonished. They was what?
Which believed was astonished.
He said, and they are the circumcision, right?
Which believed were astonished.
And they are the circumcision which believed were astonished. Why?
As many as come with Peter, because that on the Gentiles, the northern kingdom,
yeah.
Also was poured out the gift of the righteous spirit.
So he's saying that also on the Gentiles, and we know in this particular case, these Gentiles are talking about northern kingdom. So we got southern kingdom and northern kingdom in Acts chapter 10, right? 42 to 48. Talking southern kingdom and northern kingdom. Verse 46.
Verse
46.
They heard them speak
with
tongues and magnified Yahweh.
So they heard them speaking in their languages, right?
Right.
They perceived that they would magnify Yahweh, right?
Right.
Then after Peter said what?
46.
Then after Peter.
Then after Peter,
mm-hmm.
Verse 7,
uh-huh.
And any man forbid, water,
good.
That these should not be baptized,
mm-hmm.
Which have received the righteous spirit,
good.
As well as we. Verse 48,
uh-huh.
And he commanded them,
what'd he do?
To be baptized.
He commanded them to be baptized, go ahead.
In the name of Yahuwah, then pray. Then pray you him to tarry 30 days.
So he said that it was commanded them to teach the people, right? So let's go back to that Nehemiah, because I didn't hear what I needed to hear there, so I'm going to have to keep searching for it. That quote that I'm looking for, Mother Z. Israel, Nehemiah chapter 9, where we leave off at? Pick it back up at 12 through 14 and 20. Give me time to see if I can run down something here, Mother. The Israel. The book of Nehemiah chapter 9, 12 through 14 and verse number 20.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 12 through 14 and then verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, you led them in the day by a cloud pillar.
A cloudy pillar. And what?
And in the night by a pillar of fire.
Mm-hmm.
To give them light in the way wherein they should go.
Give them light in the way wherein they should go. Verse 13.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Thou comest down also upon my son and spoke with them from heaven and
did what?
Gave them righteous judgment.
Gave them right judgment. Read.
And true Torah instruction.
True Torah instruction. Read.
Good statutes.
Good statutes.
And Torah instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
What else?
And made known unto them the righteous Sabbath.
You made known unto them them your righteous Sabbath and commanded them what?
And commanded them precepts, statutes, and Torah instruction by the hands of Moses, thy servant.
So you see, he gave, this, put this into the hand of Moses, right?
You're right.
Back to the book of Acts, Mother D of Israel. See when you hear that terminology, by the hand of Moses. Acts chapter 19. Let's look at 1 through 6. Mother D of Israel, of C. Roy. Acts chapter 19. Let's look at 1 through 6.
Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through
6. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul having possessed,
having passed through
the
upper coast,
came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples.
So Paul is over there in Ephesus. He finding a certain followers of Yahweh the Son, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
He said unto them, have you received the righteous spirit since you believed?
He said, look here, have you received the righteous spirit since you believed? Go ahead.
And they said unto him,
what they say?
We have not so much as heard whether there be any righteous spirit.
He said, look here, we ain't heard nothing about that, right?
Right.
Verse number 3, come on.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto them,
what then?
Were you baptized?
He said, so how were you baptized? Because, you know, we've been taught that you got to go in the water. That's the only thing that we know about baptizing, right?
Yeah.
But Paul is talking about, did you receive the righteous spirit?
Right.
He said, then what with was you baptized? Come on. And they say what?
And they said, unto John
baptism. He said, the only thing we know about is going in the water, right?
Yeah.
John, that's what John did, was baptized with water, right?
Yeah, right.
Verse number 4.
Then said Paul, John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people,
what he say?
That they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Yahweh the Son.
Verse 5.
When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Yahweh the Son.
They were baptized in the name of Yahweh the Son. Verse 6, let's see what did Paul do here.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
And when Paul had laid his hands upon them.
So Paul laid his hands upon them, what happened?
The righteous spirit came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
So when Paul laid hands on them, they received the righteous spirit. So you got a whole lot of these preachers now, they say, when I lay these hands on you, right, you're going to be speaking with other tongues. You're going to receive the righteous spirit.
Yeah.
Is what they try to say, right?
Right?
But we find out when Paul laid hands on them, they received the righteous spirit. So let's see what they received, Sister A.B. and Phoebe. He said they received the righteous spirit, right? So let's see what came over them when Paul laid hands on them. Because, you know, it's a mighty making machine out here that you get in this line to let me lay hands on you, right?
Yeah.
But we're finding out that laying hands means something a little bit different here. That's right to the book of Proverbs. Sister Amen. Let's get it in Joel. Let's go to Joel. Sister Amen. Let's see what's going on here in the book of Joel chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse number 27. Book of Joel chapter 2. Let's pick it up at verse 27. Sister Amen, speak and see Royal. Let's look at Joel 2, 27 and 28. Let's see what's going on here.
Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
So Yahweh say, now Yahweh the Son is talking here, right?
Yeah.
He said, you should know that I'm in the midst of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Go ahead.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and none else.
Go ahead.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
Verse 28.
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
So Yahweh said he's going to pour out his spirit, right? Upon all flesh. Go ahead. And what?
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions.
So he said, I'm going to pour out my spirit.
Yes.
Upon all flesh.
Yes.
He said, you're going to start speaking the word, right?
Yes.
Let's see what he's pouring out on the 12 tribes of Israel. This is what this was all about, right? Mother, give Israel a seed royal. Let's see what he's pouring out. Proverbs 1, verse number 22 and 23. Book of Proverbs 1, 22 and 23. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
How long, you simple one, will you
not
consist?
Go ahead.
And
so, Solomon is right here in Proverbs. He said, how long, you simple ones, right?
Yes.
Will you love simplicity?
Yes.
Your scorner delight in your scorner.
Yes.
And what about these fools?
And fools hate knowledge.
And fools shun knowledge, right? The knowledge of the Most High, they don't want to hear about that, right?
Right.
You tell me about anything else that's going on in the world, but keep that book to yourself, right?
Right.
You know, they say it's two things you don't discuss, is politics and the book. Verse 23, come on now.
Mm-hmm. You at my reproof.
Go ahead.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Mm-hmm.
I will make known my words.
So when you got the spirit of the Most High, when they lay hands on you, you're supposed to know something, right?
Yes.
Book of Daniel, Mother Israel of Seed Royal. Daniel 9, verse 22. Look at Daniel 9. Let's look at 21 and 22. But when you got when they lay hands on you, they supposed to get that running up and down the aisle. You're supposed to have some understanding of the word of the Most High Yahweh. Is that right? Somebody got to sit down and open the book and show you precept upon precept. Line upon line. That's what it means to lay hands on you. Daniel 9. 21 and 22. Mother, eat Israel of seed royal.
Look at Daniel, chapter 9, verse 21 and verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Yea, while I was
speaking
in prayer.
So this is Daniel. He said, look, yeah, I was in prayer, right? Go ahead. Even the man Gabriel, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do?
Whom I had seen in a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Being called to fly swiftly, touch me about the time of the end of
the age. Wait, you know.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And he informed me.
What did he do?
Talk with me.
Hold on, mother. What did he do?
He informed me.
But when you got the righteous minister spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means that you are, you know a few things, right? You got a little understanding. Is that right? Come on, so he informed me and did what?
And talked with me.
You mean you get the spirit of somebody to do what? Let's run through the book of Acts. Hold that point. So say amen, Peter. Let's see, Peter made a statement when he was dealing with Cornelius in his household, right? Let's see what he said according to what he said in the book of Acts, chapter 11. And let's pick it up at verse number 12. 3:12 through 16. The Amen Peter P. Royce. Acts chapter 11. Verse 12 through 16. Let's see what Peter has to say. So he said you receive this righteous spirit, this understanding. That somebody opened the book, right? And precept. Line upon line, precept upon precept, right? That's how we get understanding according to Psalm 119, verse number 4 and verse 104. Is that correct?
Correct.
Acts 11, 12 16. Sister A.B. PBC, right. Let's see what's going on.
Acts chapter 11, verse 11 through 12.
Verse number 12 through 16. Acts 11, 12 through 16. Now this is Peter. He had to go over the story. What happened to him? Why he wound up in Cornelius' house? He had to tell his comrades, right?
Yeah.
What was going on with this mission? Acts chapter 11, 12 through 16.
Acts chapter 11, verse 12 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
And the Spirit bade me go with them.
Uh-huh.
Nothing doubting.
Go ahead.
Moreover, these six brethren accompany me.
Go ahead.
And we entered into the man's house.
Verse number 13.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
He told us how he had seen and ministered spirit in his house.
So Cornelius informed us that he had seen a righteous minister spirit in his house, right?
Right.
But let's see, for these minister spirits, do they just pop up on anybody? A mother G of Israel? Anybody, and they just go wherever. See, when the righteous minister spirits show up, let's see, who are they looking for in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse number 1, 2, and 3? Mother G of Israel or C. Roy? These minister spirits are dispersed by the hand of Yahweh the Son. Who do he send them to? Revelation 1, 1, 2, and 3. Mother G of Israel or C. Roy?
Revelation chapter 1, 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
The revelation of Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
which Yahweh the Father gave unto him, and showed unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass.
So already we find out that Yahweh the Father gave it to Yahweh the Son for the purpose of showing it to his servants, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and read on.
And he sent and signified it by his ministering spirit unto his servant John.
Verse number 2.
Who bear record of the word of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and of the testimonies of Yahweh the Son.
Great.
And of all things that he saw.
Now what do you admonish us in verse number 3? What do you say in verse number 3 that we should take heed to here?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the word of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
So he disperses these minister spirits to his servants, right?
Yeah.
We all know that the book would tell us, right, who his servants is.
Right.
Let's see if we can get it plain and simple. Mother Israel in the book of Leviticus 25:55. Let's see if Leviticus will tell you plain and simple who the servants of the Most High is. Leviticus 25, verse number 55, Mother E. Israel of C. Royce. Who is his servant, Mother E.? Leviticus 25, verse 55. Who is the servant of the Most High Yahweh? Yes, ma'am. Leviticus 25. Verse number 55. Who are his servants? Mother Israel of C. Roy.
Leviticus 25, verse 55 reads.
Mm-hmm.
Leviticus 25, verse 55.
What do you say?
For unto me, the children of Israel are my servants.
Uh-huh.
They are my servants whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, out of bondage. I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh.
Well, plain and simple as that, right? Unto me, the children of Israel are my servants, right? Isaiah 44, verse 1 and 2, Mother, the Israel of C. Roy. Isaiah 44, verse number 1 and 2. Let's get a second with it. Isaiah 44, verse 1 and 2, Mother, the Israel of C. Roy. Isaiah 44, verse number 1 and 2, Mother the Israel.
Isaiah 44, verse 1 and 2, verse 1. Yea, now
Yet now hear. Yet now hear.
Now hear, O Israel, Jacob, my servant.
So he said, look here. Hear, O Jacob, Israel, my servant, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
And Israel, whom I have chosen.
He said, the one that I chose was the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Go ahead.
Thus said the Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh what?
That made thee.
Go ahead.
And formed thee from the womb.
Mm-hmm.
Which will help thee. Fear not.
Uh-huh.
O Jacob. Israel,
mm-hmm.
and thus Israel.
It's just another name for Israel. It's always Israel. Whenever you're in doubt, just Israel. You be right on point. It's in, and you Israel, whom I have what?
Thus Israel, whom I have chosen.
So he said that the one that he called his servant is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
So let's run back to that Acts. Who was reading that Acts chapter 11? The A.B. and Phoebe. Pick it back up at verse number 12 through 16. Acts chapter 11, 12 through 16. It's the A.B. and Phoebe of C. Royce.
Chapter 11, verse 12 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Spirit bade me go with them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing doubting.
Yeah.
Moreover, these six brethren.
He said, look here. I wasn't the only one, right?
Right.
I wasn't the only one people around the Northern Kingdom. Is that right?
Right.
He said, brethren, what y'all going to say to them? He said, brothers accompanied me. Go ahead.
And we entered into the man's house.
And did what?
13.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed us how he had seen the ministering spirit in his house.
So we found out that the only one that the ministering spirit sent to are the servants, right? We found out his servant is the 12 tribes of Israel. So now we know that Cornelius, he wasn't... And they say Indo-European, right? Come on.
Which stood and said unto him, send me to Joppa.
Send me into Joppa and do what?
And call for Simeon.
And call for Simon.
Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Whose surname is Peter.
Verse 14.
Uh-huh. Who shall tell you words whereby you and all your house shall be saved.
So he's going to do what? In other words, Peter is going to lay hands on you, right? He's going to tell you words, right?
Yes.
What about you and all your family, right?
Yes.
Shall be saved. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to speak, the righteous spirit fell on them as on us at the beginning.
They say that. As I began to do what?
Speak.
The righteous spirit fell on us.
Yes.
Now, Peter laid hands on somebody here, right?
Amen.
They received the righteous spirit.
Yes.
Verse number 16.
Verse 16.
What do you say?
Then remember I the words of Yahweh.
He said, now look here. Then Peter said, I remember what Yahweh said, right? I remember what your father's son said. What did he say?
How that he said.
What did he say?
John indeed baptized with water.
He said, look here, John baptized with water.
But you shall be baptized with the righteous spirit.
So he said that, but you, right?
Yes.
You're going to be baptized with the righteous spirit. Mm-hmm. We find out that this righteous spirit is receiving the understanding of the word of the Most High Yahweh. He said that he would pour it out on you, right? Let's run to the book of Proverbs. Mother of Israel of C. Royal. From the Proverbs chapter 22. Then verse number 3. Verse number 20 and 21.
the book of Proverbs. But when they laid hands, when we see that terminology, and now we understand that when somebody lay hands on you, that means that they open the book to you. They open. Let's hold that. Let's run through the book of Luke, Mother Z. Run through the book of Luke, chapter 24. And let's look at verse number 45. Luke 24, verse 45, Mother Z is Brother Z Roy. Let's see what happens when somebody lay hands on you. Let's look at verse 32 and verse 45, Mother Z Israel. Luke 24, verse 32 and verse number 45. Let's see what happens when somebody lay hands on you, Mother Z. Let's see when somebody lay hands on you, Mother Z. What go down here? The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 32 and verse 45.
Luke, chapter 24, verse
32
and verse
45. Mm-hmm.
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
And thus said one.
And they said one to another.
And they said one to another.
What did they say?
Did not our minds burn.
He said, look at it. He wore us out, right? Did our mind burn? Y'all understand what they're saying? He made them think. Did not our mind burn? We have to figure this thing out, right? Come on now.
Within us, while he talked with us,
why, when he laid his hands on us, right, Mother Z? Come on. Why did he talk with us by the way? Go ahead. And while he did what?
And while he opened to us, the
verse 45. What happened when the scriptures are open, Mother Z?
Verse 45.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 45.
Uh-huh.
You won't find they think.
Verse 45. Verse 45.
Oh,
Luke 24. You're all the way in St. John there.
Yeah.
St.
Yeah.
John was 45, Mother Z.
Okay.
24. Verse 45. What happened when they, when he opened the scriptures, what happened?
24, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Then opened he
the... Their what?
Their
understanding.
Understanding.
That they what?
That they might understand the scriptures.
So that's what it means, they laid a hand on them. That means that when they walked away from you, that's the understanding of the scripture.
Yeah.
That's what this thing is all about, Mother. It ain't about what that show they put on the first
Ooh.
Day of the week.
Right.
That ain't the program of the Most High Yahweh.
Right.
That's the program of Satan the devil. Because they put on a good show. You know, that's just like you go and see James Brown flip and toss and turn.
Right.
Same thing, yeah, Mother.
But
is in the midst.
Yeah.
You will have some understanding,
right?
Right. 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 Take that Psalm 111, 6 through 10,
Psalm 111, 6 through 10, Sister A, B, and T, B, of C, right?
Pick it up at 5 through 10.
Psalm
111. 5
through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 5 through 10.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 5. Mm-hmm.
And a good man shall
faith. Psalm 111. Verse number 5 through 10.
Psalms 111, verse 5 through 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5, he hath given meat unto them that fear him.
So he said, the one that he gives his meat, right, is the one that fear him, right?
Right.
So when he say he gave them meat, what is he talking about there? If anybody precept that just, he gave them meat. gave them me. One, two, and three. The DF Israel C. Royal. Three. One, two, and three.
Psalm chapter 111, verse 5. 5-10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
He hath given meat unto them that fear him.
So he said he give you the deep understanding,
yes,
right?
Right.
To them that fear him, right?
Right.
Great.
He will never be mindful of his covenant.
So it's an agreement that he made with the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
By the hand of Moses, by the way.
Yes, yes.
He said he ever mindful of this agreement that he made with the 12 tribes of Israel.
Yes.
That's why he punished us so, right?
Yes.
That's why he said, I'm going to punish you for all your sin, right? Yes. Come on.
The Father of Yahweh Israel.
Verse
6. Mm-hmm.
He has shown his people the power of his work.
Now he said he showed his people the power of his work.
Now that's a big topic there.
That's a big topic there.
That's
the
topic,
therefore. Let's see if we can precept that.
Hallelujah, why?
He said he showed his people. Read that again. 111 verse 6. Let's see if we can pull the precept out on that.
Psalm
111
verse
6. Mm-hmm.
He has showed people the power of his work.
So he said he showed his people, right?
Yes.
The power of his work.
Right.
Now, how do you think that he showed his people the power of his work? Nobody got any idea how he pulled that one out.
Bible study class. Top 5 and 7 day, all 6 locations. Why? There you go.
Okay, we precept that.
Precept that.
How did he show his people the power of his works? Can we precept that?
That's my question on today.
Let's look at Mother's Be Israel. Let's look at, see if we can put it out in Sirach 42. Let's see if we can get out of Sirach. Chapter 42, verse 15. Mothers, the Israel of Sirach, Sirach 42. Verse number 15. Let's see if we can get a clear-cut answer out of Sirach 42. Verse 15, mothers, the Israel of Sirach. Sirach 42, verse number 15. Let's see if we can get our answer there, mothers.
Sirach 42, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Sirach 42, verse 15.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 15.
I will now remember the works of
the works of Yahweh. He said, now look here. I will now remember the works of
Yahweh.
Go ahead and do what?
And declare the things that I have seen.
Now, hold on, Mother Z. He said, I will now remember the works of Yahweh, right?
Right.
And declare the things that I have what?
Seen.
Go ahead. And what? Where will you see them at, though?
That I have seen in the world.
In the word?
In the word of the Yahweh are his words.
So if you want to know what Yahweh is up to, where you got to go get it from? If you want to know what move he get ready to make, where you get it from?
The word.
From the word of Yahweh, right? He ain't going to come by your house and give you a 3-hour lecture about his move, right? You got to pick up this book to see what Yahweh is up to, right? In his word. Is where you find out his works. Go back to that Psalm 111. Verse number 6 through 10. Psalm 111, 6 through 10.
Psalm chapter 111,
verse 6
through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
He has shown his people the power of his works.
Do it.
That he may give them the heritage of the nation.
Uh-huh.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The works of his hands are verity and judgment.
Great.
All his Torah instructions are sure.
He said every one of his Torah instructions are sure.
Yes.
Hold that point. Mother D.F. Israel. Let's see what else about his Torah instructions in the book of Proverbs 22, verse number 3. Proverbs 22, verse 3, verse 20 and 21. What else about his Torah instructions? He said his Torah instructions are sure. He said, what else about his Torah instructions in Proverbs 22, verse 3, 20 and 21, Mother D of Israel, C. Roy.
Proverbs chapter 22, verses 3, 20 and 21.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
A prudent man foresees the evil.
Now, he said a prudent man, a prudent woman, they will foresee the evil. Now, we know, we understand that what's going on the planet right now, it ain't by chance, right? Now, I prophesied that it would be pestilent on the earth, ain't that right? We foresaw that evil, didn't we? By just reading the word of the Most High Yahweh. Go ahead, read on.
And hides himself.
Mm-hmm.
But the simple pass on and are punished.
There's a whole lot of folks ain't paying it no attention. They think it's Mother Nature up to something, right?
Right.
It's just Mother Nature. We gonna beat it. You know, we gonna come out with shine and color. But they pass on and they are punished, right? Verse number 20.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all gonna say I've written to you excellent, and it don't get better than that, right? Can't get better than excellent, right? So y'all gonna say I've written to you excellent things and counsel and knowledge. Verse 21.
21.
Yes, ma'am.
That I might make you know of
the word of truth, mm-hmm.
that
thou mayest
answer the word of truth to them that
sent unto. So sometimes we wonder, you know, why am I always bumping into folks?
Yeah.
Well, Yahweh, I send them to see. Yahweh, I send them your way, ain't that right? Psalm 111. The book of Psalm 111.
7 through 10.
Psalm 111, 7 through 10. Mm-hmm.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
The works of his hands are verity and judgment.
Mm-hmm.
All his Torah instructions are sure.
All his Torah instructions are sure,
Greg. Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
They stand fast forever.
So he said, you can forget it, Mr. Preacher, they ain't done away with.
Right.
They stand fast forever and ever. Go ahead.
And are done in truth.
Mm-hmm.
Upright.
Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Yes,
he
ma'am.
Unto his people.
So he said he sent redemption, right?
Right.
To his people. Now let's turn redemption. Let's see if we can pull out. He sent redemption to his people, right? Let's see if we can find out the foundation of that. Because we think that redemption is a new concept, right? We think that it just showed up in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Let's write to the book of Luke, Mother Israel, C. Right? Let's see if we can deal with that terminology. He sent redemption, right? To his people. Let's see who showed up to his people. Mother Israel, Zero. Let's look at Luke chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse number. Let's look at 50. 54, 55. And verse number 57 and 68. Look at Luke chapter 1. 49, 50. 54, 55. And verse number 68. But he said redemption to his people. Now, they act like that's a new terminology, right? Let's see what the foundation of redemption is all about. The book of Luke, chapter 1, 54, 55, and 68. Luke, chapter 1, chapter 1, verse 50, 54, 55, and verse 68. Luke, chapter 1, verse 50, 54, 55. And 68. Let's see what redemption is all about here, Mother.
Chapter 1,
book of Hebrews. Mother D.F. Israel, see, let's look at his people right quick. Let's see the attachment that he had with his people. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Mother D.F. Israel, see, Hebrews, chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 14 through 17. Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, 14 through 17. Mother D.F. Israel, see, see what kind of attachment he had to his people. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same,
mm-hmm.
that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death.
So he said, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part in the same. Go ahead, read up. Mm-hmm.
And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Go ahead, read up. Yes, ma'am.
For truly,
so you say he didn't take on the nature of medicine spirit, but what did he do?
He took upon him the seed of Abraham.
He took upon him what?
The seed of Abraham.
Now we're talking some seed of Abraham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mother D.F. Israel, verse 17.
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, in all things, if we will him, be made like unto his brother, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest.
Yes, ma'am.
And being pertained to Yahweh.
To do what?
To make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
He made reconciliation, right? For the sins of the people. But what people are he talking about here?
12 tribes of Israel.
12 tribes of Israel. His brethren, right?
Read that.
Where are we going?
and 17. You hear what Mosiah up in there said? She said, well, you want to run over to
endures forever.
So he said he sent redemption to his people, right?
Yeah.
But to the book of Matthew, Mother the Israel of City Right. Matthew chapter 5, verse number 17 through verse number 19. Matthew 5, verse 17 through 19. Mother of the Israel of City Right. So he said redemption to his people. Let's see what we can work with. What can we work up to kind of define that terminology? He said redemption to his people. And we read it in Luke. Read it in the book of Psalms, right? Then we can deal with that, Mother's Week. Matthew 5, 17 through 19.
Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instructions.
Look here. Don't even think that I came to destroy the Torah instructions. You know, the first five books of Moses, the one that you just skipped to Malouk. He said, don't even think that I came to destroy the first five books of Moses, right?
Right.
Go ahead, or what?
On the seal.
He said, now, you know, them other books that you skip over to get to Matthew. He said, don't even think that I came to destroy them. Come on, mother.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Now, he said, look here. I didn't come to destroy, I came to fulfill. Mother, do you have Israel or see you right here? Let's look at Matthew 3. Let's see what he said about that word fulfill. Matthew 3, verse number 15, Mother, do you have Israel of seed right?
Matthew chapter 3, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh's answer. And for him.
What do you say?
The trouble is to be so now for us. It becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. And he
shall forgive. They said, I got to fulfill all righteousness, ain't that right? Mother, Israel of seed royal, that's right in the book of Peter. Now, all the writers took a little piece and added to the pie, right? Now, let's see what Peter said about it. He said he must fulfill all righteousness. Is that what he said? Now before we get tangled up here. Say A, B, and B, B, and C, right. Let's first define that word righteousness. What do you mean he must fulfill all righteousness? Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. Just say A, B, and B. What is this word righteousness? What do you mean? Deuteronomy 6, verse 25. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25.
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be our righteousness.
And it shall be our righteousness what?
If we observe to do all these Torah instructions.
So he said he came to fulfill all of the Torah instructions, right? Let's see if he's accomplished his mission. Mother E. Israel of C. Roy. Let's see if he accomplished that mission in the book of First Peter. Mother Israel of Seed Right. Let's look at First Peter chapter 2, beginning at 21. 21 through 23. Let's read all this. 21 through 25, Mother Israel of Seed Right. Let's see what we're working with here. First Peter chapter 2, 21 through 25, Mother Israel of Seed Right.
Chapter 2, verse 21 to 25.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21.
Yes, ma'am.
But it has been better.
Where you at? First Peter 2, verse 21.
First Peter.
Chapter 2, verse 21.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
But even here unto where you call.
Uh-huh.
Because Yahweh also suffered.
Doing what?
Suffered for us.
So Yahweh suffered for us, right?
Right.
Doing what?
Leaving a
us an example.
That what?
That we should follow his steps.
Verse 22. So here we are.
Who did no sin.
He what?
Who did no sin.
Now, well, who going to break down what does it mean, biblical definition of sin? He did no sin. What is the biblical definition of sin? We're going to break that down for you.
Let me read.
What is the biblical definition of sin?
Let me read.
First John chapter 3. Verse number 3 and 4. Come on, Mother G of Israel. First John 3. Verse 3 and 4.
First John chapter 3.
Did not our minds burn with
within us.
So we try to make your mind do what?
Burn.
Right? We try to make you think upon these things, right? Why he did what?
Why within us, why he talked with us by the way.
And why he what?
And while he opened to us the scripture.
So this is what it's all about.
That's right.
Opening the scripture and making our mind burn, right? So who is these sheep? Let our mind burn. Who are these sheep?
That we can read.
Yeah.
That we can read. Who are these sheep we can read? Post it up, people on the camp, post it up. So we can read. Post it up, we can read. Then we live on Pam Talk too, so on Pam Talk, we all cut so we can leave a quote. Hold it up, let it go read. Let us know that you're working with. Who are these sheep that we can read? We've got to take our rightful position. And the only way we'll do that is through the precept. Precept your Bible, the gang still got to back up. They got no way to go with the precept. Where are these sheep that we can read? Where have these sheep set that we can read? I tell you what I do, I be like the old preacher, man. I throw my old $20 bill up in there first. And y'all come behind me, how that's done. Come on, see if it's rest, let's find out something. Let's go to the 21st chapter of Chronicles. Let's go to the 21st chapter of Chronicles. And look at verse 14. First Chronicles 21, verse 14, Mother D.F. Israel live at Camp 1 of Voices on the True Israelite. I'm gonna throw something in here real quick. First on the table, who is these sheep? Verse 14.
First Chronicles chapter.
Listen, God.
So Yahweh set testament upon Israel.
He set testament upon Israel.
And there fell of Israel 70,000 men.
70,000 men. Skip down to verse 16 and 17. So who is these sheep? That's the question here. Who is these sheep here? 16 and 17.
First Chronicles chapter 21, verse 16 and 17. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the ministering spirit of Yahweh standing between the earth and the heavens, having a long sword in stretched out over Yahweh's Judah.
Yeah.
Then David and the elders of Israel.
And the elders of who?
Israel.
Okay.
Who were clothed in sackcloth fell upon their face.
Okay.
Verse 17. And David said unto Yahweh.
So the elders of Israel was around too, and they fell on their face. Come on.
And David said unto Yahweh.
What David said to Yahweh. Listen.
Is it not I that command the people of earth?
Yeah.
Even I, it is, that have sinned and done evil.
Right.
But as for these sheep.
The these what?
These sheep.
So who are you calling sheep?
Israel.
All right, that's right there. That's it. Okay, I'm throwing mine in now. Now who come behind me? I'm putting my donation in now. Who come behind that? So now you know who the sheep is. Sheep is who? Now who else works for stuff? Who else got something?
It's Isaiah 53:6.
Okay. You got some sheep in Israel? Okay, brother.
Isaiah 53, verse, wait a minute, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and we esteem we are healed. We are stricken. We are healed. 6. Are we like sheep have gone astray? We have turned every one to his own way, and the Yahweh has laid on him the iniquity of our iniquity for us all. Amen.
So who is it, us?
Israel.
All right.
Yeah,
read
Israel. Okay. Well, we read it. Okay. Okay. Are we like sheep? Are we like sheep have gone astray? We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Yahweh have laid on him the iniquity of all Israel.
Yeah, well, you can't put it in there. You got to read it in there.
Us all.
We know that it's right. Who's us? You got to come up with a name. Got to come up with a cut name called Israel. Sheep and Israel got to be somewhere within a person.
Okay.
Israel.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Back up to 15:24 Matthew and try that. Bring out that Moses of Israel.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Alright, let's run back to Matthew's mother, see? Matthew chapter 5, 17 through 19. So we are done tied in all the loose ends, right? So, it's being reconciled, right? We made reconciliation before we got a name for them. We know who the sheep is, right? Now we need to find out about this redemption program, right? They teach that like it's a new concept. Look at Matthew 5, 17 through 19, mothers be Israel, see you right there.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 5, 17 through 19.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 through 19.
Mm-hmm.
Think not that I am come to destroy the Torah instructions.
Say, think not that I came to destroy the Torah instructions. Go ahead.
Or the seal.
Or the seal. Go ahead, read on.
I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 18.
Yes, ma'am.
For truly I say unto you,
go ahead.
Till heaven and earth pass, one jot or
one tittle
shall in no wise pass from the Torah instruction to all be fulfilled.
Verse 19. Yes, ma'am.
Whosoever therefore shall bake and break. Okay, I'm good. Whosoever therefore shall break one of the least commandments and shall teach man, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So he said, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least Torah instructions, right?
Right.
And shall teach men and women, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
Whosoever shall do and teach, mm-hmm. the same shall be called great
right.
in the kingdom of heaven.
You got to do this thing and do what else? You got to do this thing and do and what else?
Teach.
You got to teach. You must be thick in enough to be prepared to do what?
Teach.
Teach.
Teach. Let's try to the book of Romans. ABS, BBC, Roy.
You
got
to evangelize everybody.
The book of Romans, chapter 14, right quick. Let's look at Romans, chapter 14, verse number 11, 12, and verse number 19. Book of Romans, chapter 14, 11, 12, and verse number 19, Sister A.B. and Phoebe of C. Roy. Romans, chapter 14. Verse number 11, 12, and verse number 19.
Romans chapter 14. Verse 11, 12, and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
For it is written, as I live, saith Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
every knee shall bow to me.
So he's saying it's written, right? That every knee shall bow to me, right? Saith Yahweh. And what?
And every tongue shall confess to Yahweh.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
And then every one of us shall give account of himself to Yahweh.
So he said, every one of us, you got to do what?
Give an account.
Give an account to Yahweh, right?
Yahweh.
Verse number 19, what did he say in verse number 19?
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace.
So he said, we got to follow after the things that do what?
Make for peace.
Make for peace. Mm-hmm. And do what?
And things wherewith one may edify another.
So we got to learn how to edify one another. Ain't that right? The book of Ephesians, Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. Let's run to Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11 through 13. 15 and 16, verse 25 through 27. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy. So he said we got to follow after the things that make for peace. And things wherewith one may edify one another. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, 11 through 13, 15 through 16, 25 through 27, Mother D.F. Israel, C. Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And
he gave some apostles.
And some evangelists.
Go ahead.
And some pastors. And
so he gave some gifts, right?
Right.
Let's see why we possess these abilities from the Most High Yahweh. Verse 12.
Verse 12.
For the perfecting of the saints, right?
For the work of the ministry.
For the work of the ministry, what else?
For the edifying of the body of
Yahweh. So he said for the edifying of the body of the Most High Yahweh, right? Drop down to verse number 15 and 16.
16
and
16.
Hmm? Or 16. Yes, ma'am.
By speaking the truth.
But speaking
the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things which is the head, even Yahweh.
Verse 16. Yes, ma'am.
To whom the whole body fit jointly together.
Fitly joined together and what?
And compact
Israel, come on, read that. Imagination, right?
right.
Glib feet to do what?
Things that be quick and running to mischief.
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 So he said feet that run swift to mischief, right?
Right.
Number 19.
19.
Mm-hmm.
A false witness.
What kind of witness?
A false witness.
A false witness that do what?
That speaketh lies.
Go ahead.
And he that soweth discord among brothers.
So he said he or she, right? The soul of discord among brothers and sisters, right? The book of Ephesians 4, 25 through 27, Mother D. F. Israel is being run.
I have one.
Come on, A.B. Ephesians. Come on, A.B. Ephesians.
Psalms 27, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemy, for a false witness shall risen up against me, and shall have breathed out cruel cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
27:12. All right. And Psalms 31:18.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the lying lips be put to silence.
They say what?
Let the lying lips be put to silence.
Mm-hmm.
Which speak grievous things proudly.
Go ahead.
Contemptuously. Against the righteous.
They say let the lying lips be put to what?
Silence.
Now can we put a name on the lying lips? Can we put a name on these lying lips? We put a name on the lying lips. We put a name on these lying lips. What about Psalm 58? Verse number 3. Mother Z. Israel of C. Roy. Psalm 58, verse number 3. Mother Z. Israel of C. Roy. Then we put a name on the lying lips. Psalm 58, verse number 3.
Psalm 58, verse 3.
The wicked are estranged
from the womb.
They say the wicked are estranged from the womb. What they do?
They go astray as soon as they be gone, speaking lies.
They say the wicked are estranged from the womb, right?
Right.
They go astray as soon as they born,
mm-hmm.
speaking lies.
Right.
Now who is this wicked? Can we put a name on the wicked? Who is the wicked? Can we run that down?
Malachi chapter
1. Book of Malachi chapter 1. Book of Malachi chapter 1. Verse 3 and 4. Let's take care of it. On the Israel of Seed Warrior, Malachi 1, verse number 3 and 4.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate Esau.
He says, look here, I hate Esau, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did what?
And made his mountain and his terrace waste from the dragon of the wilderness.
For the dragon of the wilderness. Verse 4. Whereas
Esau said,
what did he say?
We are intruded.
We impoverished.
Impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
But we will return and build
the desolate places.
Thus said the Yahweh of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
They shall build.
They gonna build, right? They're always gonna build it back up, right? Go ahead. But what?
But I will go down.
Go ahead.
And they shall call them the border of wickedness.
And say they're going to be called the border of wickedness, go ahead.
And the people against whom the Yahweh has indignation forever.
And the people against whom Yahweh has indignation forever. Now, we find out that Esau is the wicked, right?
Right.
But who is the head honcho amongst the sons of Esau? Who sit at the top of the chart here? Which one of the boys of Esau is the one that really wields the power? Can we put a name on the one out of the bloodline of Esau that's really wielding the power? We need a name. All right, Genesis 36.
Numbers 24, verse 20.
Come on, Mother, do you have Israel to see you right?
And when he looked upon
Abraham, what did he say?
But
Amalek was first of the nation, right? So the number one man on the chart is Amalek, right? Now he made a statement concerning Amalek. What can we read the statement about what would be going on with Amalek? That's what made a statement about what would be going on between him and Amalek, right? What can we read that statement? Made a statement that something would be going on between him and Amalek. So what can we read that at? What can we read that statement at? What would be going on between the Most High and Amalek? What would be going on here? Exodus 17. Come on, Mother DF, Israel. 15 and 16. Where did it say?
Exodus 17, verse 15 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses built an altar and called the name of it.
Esau is Edom.
Verse 9, and these are the generation of Esau, the father of Edomites and Mount Seir. Verse 10,
yes,
these are the names of Esau's sons.
These are the names of the sons of Esau. Go ahead.
Eliphaz, the son of Adar,
mm-hmm.
the wife of Esau. Uzel,
Ruel,
son of
Bathshema,
the wife of Esau.
Verse 11. Uh-huh.
And the sons of
Eliphaz
were Timon,
Timon,
Omar,
Zepho,
and Gatim.
Gatim.
And
Kenai. Verse 12.
And Timon was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's son.
Mm-hmm.
And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adar, Esau's wife.
So Amalek is what to Esau?
His son.
What is Amalek? Where do he fit in the picture of Esau's bloodline? He was the son of Eliphaz. But it make him the grandson of Esau, right?
Yeah.
He's the grandson of Esau. So the one that is called Amalek, how do we define them today? What do they call themselves today? Who are they today?
The
red man. Yeah, they the red man, all right. So, but can we put a name on them? Let's see if we can read what they call themselves today. Let's write to the book of Revelation right quick. Mother, be Israel, see Royal. Let's go to Revelation chapter 2, verse number 9. Let's see what they call themselves today. Revelation 2, verse number 9. Mother, be Israel, see Royal.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Revelation 2, verse number 9.
Revelation
chapter 2, verse 9. Yes, ma'am. I know thy works. Mm-hmm.
And tribulation.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
But thou are rich.
Uh-huh.
I know the destiny of them
which
say they are God Judah
and
are not,
and but they are what?
But they are the synagogue of faith.
So the one that say they are God Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they are not. The one that say they Jewish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 3. Mother, be Israel, see you right. Let's pick it up at verse number 9. Revelation 3, verse number 9.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which said they are Yahdai Judah,
mm-hmm.
and are not.
Wait.
But do lie.
So we got the liar by the foot, right?
Right.
We know you is liar. Come on.
Behold, mm-hmm. I will make thee them to come and worship before the feet.
Before your feet.
Before your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that I have loved you.
So he said the one that say they are Yahdai Judah. In other words, Jewish.
Right.
You put your hand on Amalek, right? The grandson of Esau.
We gotta
know who the players of the game, right? If we know who the players are, we can figure out what the game is all about.
That's right.
Let's see what the game they got on the table. And we're gonna shut it down behind this. Let's go to the book of Leviticus. Let's go and see where we at. Where we stand. Leviticus 23, Mother D.F. Israel and C. Roy. Book of Leviticus 23. Let's think of that verse number 4 through 8, 15 and 16. Let's see where we stand. Leviticus 23, verse number 4 through 8, 15 and 16. Mother D.F. Israel, see you right. Let's see where we stand.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
These are the feet of
Yahuwah.
Even righteous gathering.
These are the feet of Yahuwah. Even righteous assembly, right? Gathering. Go ahead.
Which you shall proclaim in their season.
Verse number 5.
Verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
In the 14th day of the first month.
Go ahead.
And he is Yahuwah's Passover.
So the 14th day at evening. It's Yahuwah's Passover, right? Verse 6.
Verse
6. Mm-hmm.
And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
7 days we must eat unleavened
bread. So he says 7 days we have to eat unleavened bread, right? Verse 7. So he said, you shall eat no leavened bread with it. Is that what he said? 7 days shall thou eat unleavened bread, therewith bread.
Even the bread of affliction.
Uh-huh.
For you came out.
For you came forth
out of the land of Egypt in haste.
Go ahead, read on.
That you may remember the day when you came forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of your life.
So he said this day we got to keep in our memory, right?
Yes.
Hold that point. Let's run to Exodus chapter 12. Mother Israel, see you right. Book of Exodus chapter 12 right quick. Let's think of that about verse number 47. The book of Exodus chapter 12. Mother Israel of Zero, Exodus 12, picking up at 37 through 42. Mother Israel of Zero, Exodus 12, 37 through 42.
Exodus chapter 12, verse
37
through 42.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 37.
Yes, ma'am. Verse 37. What do you read?
And the children of Israel journeyed from Manasseh to Sukkot.
To Sukkot.
Sukkot.
Where?
About 600,000 on foot. There were men besides children.
Verse 38.
38.
Uh-huh.
And the mixed multitude went up also with them.
Where?
And flocked and herds.
Even
very much cattle.
Verse 39.
39.
Yes, ma'am.
And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough,
mm-hmm.
which they brought forth out of Egypt.
Good.
But it was not leavened.
Because
they were
right.
burnt out of Egypt, Mizraim,
mm-hmm.
and out of bondage.
Come on.
And could not carry.
Good.
Neither had they prepared for themselves.
Verse number 40.
Verse 40.
Yes, ma'am.
Now the sojourner of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
who dwells in Egypt, Mizraim,
uh-huh.
was 430 years.
So he said the sojourner of the family of Israel that dwelled in Egypt was 430 years. Verse 41.
41.
Go ahead.
And it comes to pass at the end of 430 years.
Go ahead.
Even the self same day,
mm-hmm.
it comes to say
that what?
That all the hosts of Joshua went out from the land of Egypt.
Verse 42.
42.
Yes, ma'am.
It is a night to be much observed.
But it's a night to do what? Be much observed. Go ahead. Unto who?
Unto the Joshua for bringing them out from the land of Israel.
The mm-hmm. house
of bondage. This is that night of the Yahweh to be a nurse of all the children of Israel. There
in their generation. Verse 24.
24?
Yes, ma'am. Verse 24. Pick it up at 24.
Verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24.
Uh-huh.
And we shall observe this
and
thing.
And you shall observe this thing. Go ahead.
And you shall observe this thing for an order to thee, to you, and to your son forever.
Go ahead, read on. 25.
25.
Yes, ma'am.
It shall come to pass. You become to the land which the Yahweh will give you,
mm-hmm.
according as he has promised that you shall keep.
Verse 26.
26.
Yes, ma'am.
It shall come to pass when you... And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you...
When your family say to you what?
What mean you by this service?
What mean you by this service, right?
Right.
Verse 27, what you got to tell them, Mother?
Verse 27.
What you say to them?
You shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yahweh's name.
Glory up.
Who passed over the family of the children of Israel in Egypt.
Great.
When he smoothed the Egyptians.
When he smoked the Egyptians and did what?
And delivered our
family.
Family and the people by the heads and worship.
So he said this is a day to be observed and remembered, right? Deuteronomy 16, speaking about 5 through 9. Deuteronomy 16, 5 through 9, so say A.B. Phoebe of C. Royce. Deuteronomy 16, 5 through 9. Let's see what's going on with this.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 5 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
You may not sacrifice the Passover within any of your gates.
Go ahead.
Which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, giveth you.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
But at the place which Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, shall choose to place his name in,
go ahead.
There you shall sacrifice the Passover at eve.
So this conversation is about Passover, right?
Yes.
So there shall you sacrifice the Passover at evening, right?
Right.
Go ahead. At what time?
At the going down of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
At the season that you came out of Egypt.
So hold that point. Mother D. F. Israel, C. Royce. Let's run to the book of 2 Chronicles right quick. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, I believe I'm looking for. The book of 2 Chronicles 31, verse 3. Mother D. F. Israel, C. Royce. 2 Chronicles 31, verse number 3. Yes, ma'am. 2 Chronicles 31, verse number 3.
2 Chronicles chapter 31, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
He appointed also the king's portion of his stuff.
Go ahead.
For the burnt offering, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offering, and the burnt offering for the Sabbath.
For the Sabbath? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And
for the new month.
Go ahead. And for the set feast.
Set feast.
As it is written in the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
So this thing got to be done as it is written, right? In the Torah instructions of the Most High Yahweh. Deuteronomy 16. Let's look at 6 through 9. So say amen, speak your seed, Royce.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
But at the place which Yahuwah, thy Yahuwah, shall place his name in, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at eve.
Sacrifice the Passover at evening.
At the going down of the sun.
At evening. Go ahead.
At the season that you came out of Egypt.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And you shall roast and eat it in the place which Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, shall choose.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall turn in the morning and go unto your tent.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
6 days you shall eat unleavened bread.
So at this point, you've eaten unleavened bread how many days?
6 days.
Well, I thought 6 days, right?
Right.
Come on, that.
And on the seventh day.
On the seventh day, what?
Shall be a
solemn
assembly.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You shall do no work therein.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
What happened next?
7 weeks shall you number.
So 7 weeks. 7 times 7 is how many? 49. 7 weeks shall you number. Until you, go ahead.
From such time as you begin.
Hold on, what are you talking to? 7 weeks shall you number until you. Go ahead.
Being the number of 7 weeks.
Begin to number the 7 weeks from when?
Such time as you begin it to put the sickle to the corn.
So we begin our count on the seventh Sabbath, right? After the seventh day. Assembly, right?
Right.
Righteous assembly. It will begin to number our 50 days, right?
Yes.
And after 50 days, what is on the agenda after 50 days? What is that called in verse number 10? What's next on the calendar in verse number 10?
Verse 10. and mm-hmm. you shall keep the feast of weeks.
Deuteronomy 16:10.
Yeah.
And you shall keep what?
The feast of weeks.
Go ahead.
Unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
a tribute of the free will offering. In your hand.
Of your hand, go ahead.
Which you shall give unto Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, according as Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, have blessed you.
So the next thing on the agenda, we count 50 days and we have another feast, right? It's called the Feast of Weeks. And on that note, we're going to bring in the seer. See, Israel, I'll see you worry about saying, hallelujah. We can just go ahead and close it out then.
Also in you. that believe. Verse 14.
No, 17.
But we, brethren, be taken from you for a short time in presence and prison.
Verse 17.
But we, brethren, that second Thessalonians.
Yes,
I'm in first Thessalonians.
Go back to second Thessalonians 2, 13 and 17. Last of our ABC is Daniel chapter 12, 1 and 3. The rest of the love of Jesus is read. Please
actually book 8
verse 1.
How
to do it.
Some of y'all die
on
death. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13 and 17. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren. Because Yahweh has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctifying of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Verse 17. Comfort your mind and establish you in every good word.
With your mind, that is your destiny and good work. All that must be up in that. 12, 1 and 3, James. Ecclesiastes 8, 1 must be up in that. 12, 1
and
3.
Daniel, my name.
Daniel,
chapter 12, verse 1 and 3. Verse 1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And that they, and at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book.
1 and verse 3.
And they that be wise shall shine.
And they that be wise will do what?
Shall shine.
So you gonna shine. So we'll know when you're ready. So do what?
Shine.
Go ahead and read.
As the brightness of the firmament.
One that wise is gonna shine.
They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Right, and then you'll be turning many to what?
Righteousness.
Right. So they that wise, what we gonna see on them the one that gets started is wise. It's your sign.
Yeah.
And what's your sign? We close out this week, that's A1. And what shall we be looking directly on the sea that shine?
Ecclesiastes
chapter 8, verse 1. Good. A man's wisdom makes his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be true. Oh, so we'll know when we're ready. Because his face comes change from shine. You'll be popping this thing in grand style. And on that note, over the Father Yah, God gives me up on the floor for the top five
steps. Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to get ready to close this one out. We're going to bring in our mothers, sisters.
praising Yahweh for our Father and Sabbath.